The chairman and CEO of McDonald's is stepping down. Jack Greenberg announced yesterday that he will retire at the end of the year amidst a stubborn slowdown in the fast food business, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The golden arches have lost some of their shine. McDonald's profits have fallen in 7 of the last 8 quarters. The company's stock has taken more than a quarter pounding. Just last month, McDonald's announced that it was closing 175 restaurants overseas and cutting up to 250 jobs here in the United States. Dennis Lombardi, who's with the Technomic restaurant consulting firm in Chicago, says the chain's problems are partly a result of a saturated market and partly a result of saturated fat.
When you're at 13,000 stores, continuing to grow at 1,000 stores a year is just not that simple to do. And there's some question as to whether or not the consumer is making a shift away from the traditional kind of menus that the burger chains have.
Some customers are now driving past McDonald's instead of driving through. Sales at the chain's existing U.S. restaurants fell 1.5% in the first 10 months of the year. Lombardi says Burger King and many smaller burger chains are also suffering. Meanwhile, sandwich chains like Subway and so-called quick casual restaurants are doing better.
I think we're seeing some shift towards a perception of better for me types of foods, and Subway is part of that.
McDonald's veteran Jim Cantalupo will take over from Greenberg next month. He acknowledges the company has challenges ahead, but insists the world's largest restaurant chain still has a great future. Scott Horsley, NPR News.